Sean coming at you from my recording studio, aka the study of my house. Today I want to do a quick overview on how our solar system, our Earth, and our Sun was made. In order to completely understand this, we have to understand how regular stars are made, because it's the formation of our Sun that triggered the formation of our whole solar system. So the time is set to maybe a few years before the Sun formed, and all that is of our solar system is a big clump of dark matter, space stones, space rocks, and organic material. So this material starts clumping together until it forms what we call a star, a ball of gas with intense gravity that is humongous. Now, our Sun isn't the biggest star, so it didn't use all of that organic material, dark matter, and space stones. It actually left that behind and said, okay, anyone who wants to take this and form themselves bigger, take it. And there were a few takers. Planets like the big ones, like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, all those planets decided to take it. And so those big planets, they took the outer gas, which was a little less dense. And this caused them to literally be balls of gas. And to this date, you still cannot stand on any of those outer planets because you'll just sink into their surface. They are balls of gas held together by a solid core. And in that solid core, the material was able to get dense enough to create a gravitational field around that can keep that ball of gas together. All right, so even there was so much organic material and dark matter in that cloud that there was still some leftovers, and there's no takers this time. Luckily, in the near vicinity, there were asteroids and comets that were roaming around, and they found their way to the solar system with the newly born Sun's gravity pulling them in. And against their own will, you could say, they sucked up all that, the rest of that material, because they already had gravity, and they become bigger and bigger until they are what we know now. Hard planets, terrestrial planets, like Mars, Venus, Mercury, and our own Earth. There's a lot of science between how Mars and Venus and Mercury lost life on them and how Earth can habitat life. But the biggest factor on Mercury and Venus is that they're just too hot. Mercury's so close to the Sun that it only takes 88 days to whiz around it, and it's just too hot for life. Venus, on the other hand, is completely made to store heat. So though it's the second closest planet to the Sun, it's the hottest planet in our whole solar system. And it's just so hot that you can melt a rocket with it. Mars used to maybe have life, and there are lots of clues that scientists have seen on how it could have life, but it lost its magnetic field, and it was probably not in the habitable zone of our Sun, so it's too cold. It's a frozen desert. It's cold to this day, and it's lost its magnetic field that scientists think it had, which allows the solar storms and other harsh space environmental factors to just chip away at its atmosphere, and now it doesn't have a breathable atmosphere. So Earth, luckily, we're in the habitable zone, so we have amazing weather here, and we still have our magnetic field, which is protecting us from those harsh solar system environments. So that's how our solar system formed. Thanks for listening.